It's not fair. And it doesn't matter that maybe it could have been a red. That's not the point here. The point is that it's a continuous and obvious discrepancy between what is a red when Arsenal is playing versus what is a red when they aren't. And I don't care if you think I'm stupid for that, because I watch every game and it's killing me. It's taking the joy out of the games for me.
Welcome back to the 6 Yard Box Podcast. This is episode 79 and our first of the semester.
Wait,
in our
79? Didn't we already do a 79?
Oh, didn't we?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we did.
We'll get to that. But on the bright side, one, we are back in studio, our proper studio, our beloved studio, for the first episode of two this week. Because
if double header.
Yeah, if you're an avid listener, you might have realized we kind of went MIA last week. Didn't post anywhere. We recorded an episode. One of us may have messed up, and that might have been Julian. And
at least it wasn't me.
And Mike just did not record. So we could not release last week's episode. So we're hitting you with a doubleheader this week, including a little Champions League edition.
Including.
Including.
Guys, I'm on a roll here. Don't stop me.
Champions League, yeah.
That's going to be fun. When we record on Mondays and the Champions League is like the day after, then like it's kind of outdated, but not this week.
Yeah, so we're making up for the missed pod that we did. Not the missed pod, the effed up pod.
Yeah.
So we're making up
for
it.
And that was a good pod too, which sucks.
It was a good pod. There's some good clips in there. Blake glazing Miles Lewis-Skelly.
That was
is even funnier peak a week
clip.
Later. Yeah. But.
Oh, yeah.
Because like youngsters better.
Okay,
than him.
To be fair to my, oh my god, there's something in my eye. To be fair to myself, I did say that like Lewis Hall was better, and like I just said,
yeah, no,
was better.
It's a good clip because Julian formatted it in a perfect way. He's like, stop me when you find a better youngster than Miles Lewis-Skelly. That is the hook, bro. When he said that, I was like, yeah, someone cooked it. Someone fucking cooked it.
You're on Switcher today, eh?
Yeah, I'm already cooking.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm already cooking. Well, actually, I'm not, because I did the We Here and I just forgot about it for like a good 45 seconds. So we'll have to go to the wine for the beginning. But other than that, I've been doing good.
The wide shots do the job.
Yeah, they the wide shots are fine.
No, they do.
This wine in the studio is great. And then we'll actually get into football. But it's because we have like so many different angles. Like we can actually like talk to each other.
It's just so much more spacious than the other one. It's it's a box in there.
No, absolutely.
We barely have any space to put the tripods. The cameras don't work.
I know. So I miss the studio so much. And I think we have it for the rest of the semester.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
So at least until April. We have it booked for the rest of the semester.
Yes, we do.
All right, everybody. Listen, there's been a lot. I think there's been like 3 Premier League game weeks since the last time we potted. There's a lot of football to get through.
Three.
Because there was last week we were here and there was already 2 that we missed because there's a midweek 3 kind of thing in there.
Since last time we potted. Like, since last time a pod came
released?
Yes.
Oh, well, we're not going to talk about 3 weeks.
I know. We're not going to talk about that. I'm just saying there's a lot to get through. There's a lot of developments in football since the last time we released a podcast episode. Let's say, like, PSG. Very hot and cold. We're going to get into the hot, mostly.
Yeah.
But Arsenal, very, very hot and cold. United, just cold.
Not really. We've been kind of good recently, I feel like. I feel like we've been all right.
That's true. I'm
warm.
Lukewarm.
Warm.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say PSG.
Red hot after some refereeing decisions, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. You are mostly hot.
Thank you.
You are mostly hot.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my God, lads.
Okay, where are we going first?
Should we do Champions League last week?
Sure.
Let's basically just go around the biggest games. Yeah, I know, right?
That happened.
So three Premier League game weeks plus Champions League, Europa League, all that. Talk to me about PSG, Antoine.
Finally, I know what it feels like to be on the winning side of a remontada. Get in. No, it was a very good game, a roller coaster of emotions. It started off, we completely dominated them. The purpose of Luis Enrique's tactics that game was just the midfield battle, which I think we completely dominated throughout the entire game. Mm. We know that Manchester City have had their struggles this season, especially in the midfield since Rodri's injury.
Yeah.
Luis Enrique came in and targeted that exact spot. Did well in the first half. In the second half, we give up 5 minutes of possession, and that's where they strike with 2 goals, which shows how lethal they can be, and they still have that DNA in them where they can just snap and flip a game on their head. Yeah. But then, as we saw this season, once they concede 1 goal, it completely crumbles. Dembele with the goal. Bakura played very well leading up to that goal. Then he scored. And João Neves, man, where do I even begin with that player?
Goat.
Where
do goat I transfer.
Goat
bro.
Transfer.
Goat sure. Transfer. Goat transfer.
Told you.
Definitely yeah, 1-2 with Mbappe. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, no. That looks worse and worse by the week, bro.
But at the time.
No, but we're not doing that.
He had just he'd that. Started picking it up.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later.
The
pure dog in João Neves is so impressive. For a guy to be fucking 5 foot five, he's not 5 foot five, but for a guy to be that short and win almost every single midfield battle that he's in is so impressive to me. He reminds me of Marco Verratti in almost every way that he plays.
Mm.
Every touch, every pass, every defensive action, everything is perfect this season to the T. And I mean, there's nothing more I can say in regards to him. He's impressed me beyond any level.
Valid.
How much you get him for?
We got him for 80 million.
I thought it was 70. It was not much more than they got for Ugarte.
Fair.
So.
I mean, either way.
Yeah. Yeah, hell of a player. I mean, Barcola too. Played amazing.
60 plus 10.
I'm sure you'll pay that 10 if it's add-ons. But
yeah.
Barcola as well. I want to give a shout out too. He looked incredible. It was such a weird game. Like, first half was light, and then like Man City picked it up, and then it's like a switch just flipped.
Yeah,
Barcola had a great second half. I didn't like his first half. I was saying he should get subbed off for Dembele. I think Dembele should have started the entire game, but apparently he had a flu, which is why he didn't start the first half. But Barcola, when you're up against Mateus Nunez, and you see the season he's been producing so
shit,
far,
by the way,
it, like, my goodness,
terrible,
awful,
yeah.
One of the worst professional footballers I've ever seen.
He's so bad.
I'm being so serious.
He's so bad.
Anyway. When you're up against him in a City team that are regressing by the week and you're not taking him on in the first half, there's a problem. I think Luis Enrique told him that second half completely changed every single action. It's good that he turned up because now we have Kvaratskhelia and he's directly targeting his spot. So
that's true.
Now that there's a little bit of competition, which is exactly what we needed. We needed that guy to compete with Bakula for a starting club.
Yeah.
Doué played very good too.
Yeah, that's true.
Desiree
Neymar Doué.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Oh yeah, we have to talk about Neymar.
We will talk about Neymar.
Oh, yeah. We will. That's a transfer I like.
And this is why like every single week something happens in football. If we miss one week, we're cooked.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we did. But
well, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We have to.
Well, we were cooked.
Yeah.
But that's why we're making up this week.
Sure.
Yeah. City. What else is there to say about them? Like, they looked so good at the weekend, like against Chelsea. But before that, they looked so bad.
I mean, not for the first 20 minutes.
One player in particular.
Yeah.
was a little bit shaky. Yeah. But I think mostly, especially in the second half, like, I think their form is so in line with Foden's form, man. Foden always picks it up at this time of year. And then City just go on like some insane run. And I hate it, but
I also want to talk about Hakimi because I don't think many people were mentioning him at the end of the game. The fact that we've had to rely on Hakimi for almost all of our successes this season speaks volumes as in terms of the player and the quality of a player that he is. Every time he dashes forward, every time he's on the ball, something happens. In the first half, he scored a goal that was offside, which, by the way, some VAR looked at it and turns out that they actually made the wrong decision. The lines weren't placed correctly. So apparently that goal should have stood. Nuno Mendes was onside. But Hakimi has delivered PSG in the moments that they needed him most, where they needed a goal the most. I remember against Girona, it was mostly him and Nuno Mendes that did all the work. Even against PSV, he was the goal scorer. So
shout out, man.
He's so good. Just wanted to say. Shout out Hakimi for saving us this season.
So general feelings around PSG with Vara coming in.
Very optimistic. Very good for the rest of the season. All we have to do is win against Stuttgart, win or draw against Stuttgart to qualify. It's not 100% qualified, and anyone that thinks that PSG are 100% in is clearly doesn't know the DNA that PSG has in terms of choking in crucial moments. But it's optimistic with the team that we have now, and I wouldn't be surprised, taking my bias outside for a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised if we make a sneaky late run into the tournament.
I see that.
I don't.
They reached the semis last year.
I don't see that.
Right? Yeah, you did.
Because I'm looking at the table.
They're gonna have to have another.
That is true.
Two legger, draw. You're going to have to go in a round of 32.
You play the knockout. The
top 24?
Yeah, the top 24 thing.
So how that works is the second half of the top 24, they play either... They have a possibility of playing two teams. So I'll give you an example. The 24th place teams plays either the 9th or the 10th place team, which is will be drawn on Friday, I think.
So if it ended right now.
So if it ended right now, we're 22nd. So we would play either Lille or Brest. two teams in our league.
That's so stupid.
It's really stupid.
Maybe you can make a run. I don't know. Sure. Why not?
You got by with Barcelona.
No, it's not like the league is taking a tax on them. So, like, they don't really have that to worry about.
Fair enough, yeah.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the game of the weekend, though.
Reims played very well. But once they scored, you know, it's the same old in Ligue 1. Once the small teams score against PSG, they just sit back. So it was just hard to break them down.
That's your problem.
It was just breaking down the low block that we had trouble with. It was mostly in their half the entire time once we scored the equalizer. Or once they scored.
Dominate 80% possession. God. No,
every team does that in Ligue 1, which is fine, but fair.
Yeah, jeez.
League position still looking fine?
Yeah, it's fine. Marseille lost this week against 32nd place Europa League team Nice, which is insane.
They're not looking very nice.
Good one.
Did you guys see the CBS cast getting a gift from Brest?
I did.
I did.
That was funny.
I did. That was good. Yeah. Number one Brest lover, Micah Richards.
And then Jamie Carragher goes... what do you say? He's like, I've never touched breasts because
you didn't get a kid. Yeah, it was good. That was good.
Good one.
Yeah.
Can we like move from Ligue 1 though? I feel like this pod shouldn't be heading in that direction.
Of course not.
Shout out PSG though.
Yeah, shout out Ligue 1.
The only relevant team in that league. All right.
Well, that's funny because like Antoine showed us highlights before the pod started.
Oh, let's stay in Ligue 1 for a little bit. Magnus Akiyush.
All right, so he scored a really cool bicycle kick.
Goal of the season.
So, okay.
Relax,
The technique on it was actually insane, but the goalie should have saved it one. And the best part about it is like the intro to the game, the camera's shooting around to the stands and there's like no one there. Okay. There's probably 5,000 people.
Monaco is the team in France that are known for having no fans. Also, they're like the smallest, almost one of the smallest cities in France. So.
Yeah. I mean, technically their own country, but.
Yes. One of the smallest big cities in France.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Anyways, okay.
Exactly, we should remember the name.
Moving back to the Premier League, shall we take a game by game, or will we just go general teams? I want to talk first about Forest losing to the Bournemouth. Man.
Nice.
Football is such a weird game sometimes, eh?
Well, it's not like it is, but at the same time, I'm not gonna say that Bournemouth were favored at going into this game, but. Their form has been really good. Like, they just beat Newcastle 4-1 week before. Sure. And then, I don't think anyone was expecting a 5-0 thrashing of one of the other surprising teams in the league this season. But, man, without a striker, Bournemouth are doing this. They're going on this run, and it is, like, it's unbelievable.
It is.
Like, this is why when other teams like Tottenham, even Arsenal or whoever, have injuries and they complain about them, rightly so, man, they don't have a striker right now, and they're not supposed to be anywhere near the top four, and they're doing the unthinkable. So I credit to them, credit to Iraola. Man, I just love what they're doing. Yeah. I love it.
You see one guy in FPL had Watara triple captain.
Oh, yeah, so
ridiculous, bro.
Like, that is just insane. That's the kind
of, well, you know what? He was probably doing, like, anti-FPL or something. Yeah, like, there's no way he wasn't, bro. Like, there's no way he wasn't.
And then Forrest. I don't think this is, like, a damn on Forrest. Like, we still expect four. Like, this is a bump in the road, but, like, we're not going, like, oh, my God, frauds. They're done now.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think so either. I think this was just a product of Bournemouth is playing extremely well. Like, the form that Clivert's on right now is ridiculous. Obviously, Watara had the hat trick, but it's just, I don't know, it's just good. And their defense, Huijsen and Zabarnyi, like, names that Huijsen was obviously new this season, but Zabarnyi last season, like, did good. But it's, like, really clicking with Huijsen. And Huijsen's been linked to a move away, I'm pretty sure, to, like, Juve or something. And that's another issue with, like, Cubs selling their young players. But I don't think – I think he's going to stay. But I've been hearing
I thought Huijsen was – he was on loan, no? I thought he was on loan.
Is he?
Not on loan.
Oh, maybe he is on loan.
Am I tweaking?
No, I don't think he's on loan. I think they sold him.
Really?
Because we were looking at him,
that's
too.
That's a hell of a pickup, dude. What the hell?
Yeah, they sold him. But I think Juventus is looking to
get him back.
Get him back.
Yeah, they
I don't
should.
Know if there was a buyback or something.
Why would they sell him, dude?
Yeah, that's, I know. Yeah. But no, it's good, man.
And Milos Kerkez too. He's a player.
Yeah. Of course.
He is a player.
Of course, man. And it pains me that United didn't sign him last summer when we need a left back.
Well, and it's funny too. Like, I don't know how long you want to stay on Bournemouth besides they're just doing amazing. But the Chelsea goalkeeper situation is really funny because obviously Sanchez had another stinker. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose anyway, but he had another stinker at the end of the game against City. Rough. But then you realize Chelsea have Kepa on loan at Bournemouth playing well. They have a player in Germany, I think Petrovic is in Germany, right?
Yeah.
And they have one other goalie. I forget where I saw a TikTok about it, but he's somewhere playing okay too. So they have goalies in the system who are not terrible, and they're sticking with that with Sanchez. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
That's Chelsea for you, man. Like, they've spent
They're
such a weird team.
Like, their team costs $1 billion to construct, and then you just have Sanchez in goal.
It's weird. Like, you would think that, like, I know Kepa had his struggles at Chelsea, but after what he's doing now, like, I know they're not going to recall him, but when he comes back next summer, like, there's going to be a genuine conversation of what they should do, and it shouldn't be Sanchez. And Sanchez isn't a spring chicken either.
I don't think it should be any of them, honestly. They need to bring someone in if
they can invest. I mean, they have the money to do that, so sure.
Clearly, yeah. Yeah. Something else I want to ask you guys is Forest right now, if you have to make a call, do they finish top four?
I don't think so.
Maybe. Have you guys seen that guy on TikTok doing the simulations of the Premier League?
I always see those FM? With like Opta. But
no, I don't know if it's on FM, but he does like 10,000 simulations in the Premier League. And it'll be like, average Tottenham period. Get relegated in 14 of the 10,000 simulations. Like, he'll do stuff like that. And I think the one he did last week on Forest, pretty sure it was like 40% they're going to make top four or something. Maybe it was less. I don't know. I can't remember. But like, I don't know.
I think Bournemouth can make a search for Champions League spots.
Yeah.
City are most likely going to pick
City
a backup.
City are hitting
in the
their stride. Newcastle is still good. Newcastle. And then I guess Chelsea have
maybe
fallen
Villa.
Off a little bit, but yeah. Man, Chelsea were in fucking title conversations a couple weeks back. Damn.
Well,
according to Maresca, they weren't, but. Which now he looks like a genius.
Well, it's a cop out, bro. It's like Bruno. Oh my God, because they look the same. It's like Amarim saying that.
Loki.
It's like Amarim saying that.
They're the worst team.
Worst team ever. And do you see today? It's his birthday yesterday or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you know, I'm not turning 40. I'm actually 50.
Yeah.
This time at United, it's like I'm 50. You didn't see, you said that.
Yeah. Guy's not wrong. Like, have you seen pictures of like Mourinho when he came to United and Mourinho when he left United? And then same thing with Ollie. Ten Hag didn't have hair.
Man, like, so he's kind of he's kind of likable, dude.
No, I like
him. I kind of fuck with him, low key. Like,
no, he's straight up. He's honest.
Yeah,
that's
I like
what
the blunt,
that's
the
what
bluntness that,
like,
he,
yeah.
that he brings.
The James Blunt, bro. Y'all know who that is?
Like, no. did you hear what Amarim said about, like, he keeps getting pressed about if Rashford's going to come back in the squad and all that stuff. And he literally said straight up, he's like, I would rather bring in my guy Vitor, our goalkeeper coach, over players that don't give 100%.
It's fair.
Such an out there quote. But
no, it's good.
I fucking love that.
It's good to have someone that's so direct and so blunt with, and he just says what he thinks.
That's the guy we need right now. He's brutally honest, all right? He is, like, I think I brought this up last week. Like, I do like the honesty, but it does go a little bit too far sometimes where I'm like, okay, if you are saying this is the worst United side in history, there's a level to that where, like, I kind of don't want you saying the quiet part out loud because I think it lowers the standards almost too much publicly. And it kind of gives the players an excuse to almost shut down even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weird how we've gone to Amarim so quick, but
going off the rip.
Of course. Do we just go United now?
Sure.
Okay. I'll get depressed this soon. This is the worst United side in history. We played terrible yesterday. We haven't talked about the Brighton game.
Yeah.
That was the week before where we looked terrible.
Wait, was that the week before?
Yeah. We talked about it on.
We talked about it last week. Oh. Yeah.
Man, he's so terrible. I know he had a clean sheet this game, but like
I remember he made a save on a Wobi shot in the first half, like a second decently sized chance, and he just if there's someone in front of the net, like, it's getting buried. He flops it, and it goes in, like, a meter in front of him.
He's such a bipolar player. Like, he'll have the week before, or like the game before, which I don't think we've podded since then. But he made some saves that basically won us the game, or made sure that we didn't lose. Mm-hmm. It was against Southampton when it was tied at 1-1. When it was tied at 1-1 or tied at 0-0. All
right. He saved us against Southampton, guys.
He saved us against Southampton. I genuinely think we lose or don't win against Southampton if Onana didn't make those saves.
This is why, like,
but
you're stuck in mediocrity.
He grabbed us 3 points, but then, like, I mean, we're going to lose to Brighton anyways. Then he makes a mistake anyways. He's bipolar. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
bro,
you're stuck in mediocrity.
That's mediocre.
Bipolar is not good.
He is mediocre. That's what I'm saying, dude. Oh. I'm not saying that he's been like some, like, I think for most of the season until like a month ago, I was saying like he's been like on par with Ryan, like neck and neck for like the best keeper in the Premier League this season. But since then, he's been fucking ass. Genuinely. No, we were having those conversations. We were having those conversations maybe 6 weeks ago.
Maybe 2.
I knew last time we were in this studio before Christmas break, we were going like, wow, Onana, I'm so sorry. Like, he's having a fantastic season so far. And he was. But when it's bad for Onana, it's so publicly bad for Onana. And his antics paired alongside
just
it.
Just like any player, though.
Just like Sanchez. Like, he's been bad, too. Everyone knows that.
Of course. But Onana's general silliness just makes people kind of hate on him more. Like, yesterday, when we had a free kick, and he's directing the wall.
Oh,
you guys saw that yesterday?
I didn't see that, no.
Bro, you responded to it yesterday on the group chat.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry, where he was at the halfway line.
Where he's in the stands.
I'm like talking about a free kick for, like, against United. I was like, when he's directing the wall.
Oh, no. It was a United game.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about now. Oh, yeah, that was so funny. I kind of thought that was Photoshop, to be honest. What is he
doing, bro? It's just, it's that shit where I understand, like, fucking make it fucking.
Why is he there?
So
like, is he trying to get the right angle? To
what is the goalkeeper doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
No, seriously, what the hell?
But the thing is with Onana is like, yes, he could be a bit of an issue sometimes, and I have my issues with him. Fucking trust me. But if we're reconstructing United, and according to Ineos, we have a limited budget to do so, the goalkeeper is not the first position or the top five positions I'm targeting to replace.
I would argue it's one of the last. On the team.
Sure. Did you guys actually like watch the United game yesterday?
No.
It was a little boring.
I watched the first half.
But it was put you to sleep. Yeah.
I watched that in the second half.
So if you had watched the game, I don't blame you for not watching it. The conversation we'd be having is Hoyland. He looked wank yesterday.
Mm.
And we've been a big Hoyland defender on this pod.
Were we? Have we?
Well, no, we have been.
No?
Last season you were really on his case.
Yeah.
But then I
started liking him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked terrible yesterday. He kind of had like a Lukaku-esque performance where like I generally like Hoyland's ability to hold up the ball, but he's kind of lost that the past little bit. And every single time he touches it or takes it on his knee or his chest or whatever it's played to him, it bounces off like a trampoline. It's like the fucking Lukaku jokes you were making jokes about a couple years back with him in Timberlands. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that. Like, he is
those are coming back,
by
the way.
What's that?
People like wearing those again.
Really?
Like, they're not for me, but... Sorry,
Did they go out of style?
I don't know. It's just like, I'm not a boot guy. You know?
If you're rocking with, like, black Timberlands...
See, I can get behind that.
But if you're rocking with the classic...
Yeah, the classic style is just...
It's like, lad, like...
We're not
back, go home. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, side note.
That was the shit back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, he is literally a young Val Veghorst right now. It's like, man.
Y'all had some like fun strikers, man. Yeah. Like they had Ronaldo. Like in the past, what, 6-7 years, they've had Ronaldo, Lukaku.
6-7.
Igalo. Ibra. Like you've had like a lot of like, not, Seriously. Obviously there's been a lot of levels of their ability, but like fun-wise, like Igalo was like a fun trigger. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it was a cool, like fun story. Veghorst, like that was like a funny story.
Yeah.
Like you've had like a lot of like interesting stories and names Greenwood. At your number 9 position. Who?
Greenwood. Interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting.
Yeah. We're going to talk about how he edited that video by the way.
Yeah. It was not bad, I don't think.
Well... And I also included the part where you're defending him more, but like the video got too long.
Like, to be fair, like I don't care if he's the best player in the world. Like, I don't really want to talk about too much about
which
him.
Which is valid. But he is like, he is a good player.
Cracking player.
Yeah. He is a good player.
Yeah.
I feel like we have different views on that.
What do you mean?
Like, whoa. Let me, whoa.
Hey.
Oh, you said, okay, chill. Let me get canceled.
Yeah, right? Well, go.
You said that even if he's the best player in the world, I wouldn't want to talk about him.
Yeah.
I would want to talk about his footballing ability. I wouldn't want to, like, when I invoke Greenwood, I'm not talking about his past.
I know.
Okay. Obviously, the past is there, and we shouldn't forget it, and yeah, that's fucking disgusting what he did. But now he's on a football pitch somehow, so we have to talk about.
Okay, here's a philosophy question for you. Would you put O.J. Simpson in the Hall of Fame?
All right.
Because he was a great player.
You're the football guy now. So.
I guess I'm the football guy now.
Yeah. American football. Sorry.
No.
So there's a line.
There's a line.
And that line is?
Is murder.
The glove didn't fit.
Anyway. Okay, what are we doing, bro?
He just put the glove in the fucking dryer.
Just put the glove on the hand. No fucking shit. Put the glove on the hand. Okay, next. Okay.
Okay. United are shit. Shall we go Arsenal?
Fuck Licha, bro. Let me talk about that.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Fuck Licha.
Do your thing.
Because once again, he puts in some random-ass two-footed challenge, which I don't even know if you two saw it, but it was another one. You know, a couple months ago?
Same one where he stamped on the guy. Listen,
no,
that used
I'm not
to be
done.
A big
he's not done.
Thing.
No, I'm not done. Done.
He's not done. He's not done.
And I saw someone in TikTok comments be like, you know what? That's like a staple in Argentinian football.
Yeah.
Two-footing someone is a staple in Argentinian football? Like, what does that do besides just plant both your feet and make you immobile to turn anywhere else?
Bro, Diego Simeone used to do that all the time.
But still,
like, what?
That's not
yeah,
the point,
and
though.
Roy Keane used to go studs up to someone's brain every three games, and that doesn't mean it made it right. So anyway, I'm just frustrated that. I will get to the referees, but I'm just frustrated that there's such a lack of accountability for anyone that isn't wearing red and white and has an Arsenal badge on their
crest.
You
do not have to bring it back to Arsenal.
No, I do,
there.
Though. Because
no,
I
don't.
Do.
No, you
but anyway.
Don't.
Bro, Martina, he got the ball.
So
there. He actually dispossessed
and he didn't make
Adama.
He didn't make contact, so fair.
Yeah.
But then he acts like he
But didn't. Then the one last time he didn't make contact either, but he just missed the ball. He got aired last
I know.
Time.
But letter of the law.
So
what is
letter of the law? If he connects with Adama there, he's fucking breaking his shin in half. And yes,
no,
suspend
but,
him.
No, but we've had this conversation
but
before.
Until that happens,
it's intent.
It's valid.
It's violent conduct. Intent. If I take a swing at someone on a football pitch and I miss, I'm still getting a red card because it's intent.
Yeah, but that's not a football play.
I'm just saying.
That's not a
football anyway, play. We can move on. Lucky goal from him. Fulham. Leno, probably
yeah,
should
United
have
were
that, but.
Absolutely terrible. We were lucky that Fulham weren't much better. But we look bad right now. Like our next game, I think we play Crystal Palace at home in our next game. That is must win, which means we're going to lose. another Dean Henderson masterclass incoming. Don't you worry, Antoine. He's got him in FPL.
Mm. He knows my team, eh? He studies it.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
No, because we were looking at it like an hour ago.
He studies my team.
Are you canoodling with each other?
All right. Not canoodling, bro. I'm trying to beat him.
We haven't.
I know.
Yeah.
We got to.
That's why.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Anyway, Arsenal or Tottenham?
Let's go Arsenal.
Okay.
Let's go Arsenal. And then to cheer you up. We'll then talk about.
It's great. Like, how am I upset after we won? Like, we literally won that game, but it doesn't feel like a win because Liverpool are still fire on all cylinders, and doesn't feel like a win because another red card decision goes against us that should never be a red. Like, it just shouldn't.
Like, generally, like, I'm here to argue with you on
this.
Yeah,
thank you.
But I 100% agree.
Like, you can disagree because I know you're going to do that, and
I'm not going to disagree. I just see where Michael Oliver is coming from. It's right in front of him, and when you look at it in full speed... No, that's what I'm saying. You're looking at screenshots.
Don't look at screenshots. Like, it's even
no,
worse
it's
for your
not.
Case.
He's right in front of the play. I'm not.
Don't
the,
look at screenshots.
I don't think it's
look
a red card,
this,
but I can see where he's coming
there.
From.
You know, Caicedo also went like studs up to someone's ankle, and it was a yellow.
Why are we looking at other games?
Because we're comparing the challenges.
Was it Michael Oliver reffing?
That shouldn't matter. That's the exact issue. With
the Kovacic one was Michael Oliver.
From
last season,
the one that didn't get called. Or wait, or the one
it was a foul, but it wasn't even a yellow.
Yeah, the one against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know what else is Michael Oliver? The first red card we got. The one against... No, the one
against
City.
Rice? No. The one
against City. That was also Michael Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it shouldn't have been a red card. I'm not saying it should have been a red card.
Okay.
I don't think it should have been a red card, and I think it was harsh. But he's right in front of Miles Lewis-Skelly, and he could probably clearly see that he went studs up on the ankle.
But he didn't,
That's an Achilles injury if he... It's a reckless challenge.
Achilles,
letter of the law, I see where he's coming from.
And letter of the law says that a reckless challenge should be punished by a red card. I can see where he's coming from. And that I can see why PGMOL now is defending Michael Oliver.
No. I see why Michael Oliver calls that in the moment. So hate on him all you want. But I think all the hate towards Michael Oliver right now should be hating on VAR. Because whoever's on VAR should have taken one look at that and gone, at least, Michael, go to the screen and give it a double check. But they took one look at it and just backed his decision. VAR is there to correct mistakes, and I think this is a pretty clear and obvious error. That's exactly what VAR is there for. And, like...
Guys, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this. If that's a red card, then any other challenge like that in any game going forward should be a red.
No, I agree.
But we saw this with the kicking the ball away stuff. It happens every game still. And unless it's like super, super blatant, it's not a yellow card. And it only became like that because it happened to Arsenal so many times. And then they pulled back on the rule because it happens every fucking game. And it doesn't happen. It's not a yellow card every time. And now again, you're going to see another challenge like this. We saw, I think it was Gomez who literally stamped on, I think it was Thomas Partey's foot, and it was a second yellow. But it was even worse than the Miles Lewis-Skelly challenge.
Yeah,
but instead of it being a 3-game ban and a straight red, it's only a second yellow and he's only gone for one game. While Miles Lewis-Skelly, an 18-year-old, who made a tactical foul, which 100% is a yellow, but he barely raked on his ankle and then tripped him. And you're calling that a red. Yeah. It's not fair. And it doesn't matter that maybe it could have been a red. That's not the point here. The point is that it's a continuous and obvious discrepancy between what is a red when Arsenal is playing versus what is a red when they aren't. And I don't care if you think I'm stupid for that, because I watch every game and it's killing me. It's taking the joy out of the games for me, because when I watch anything that is a decision now, I just know it's going to go against us. And it's not fun. When Calafiori scored that goal, that was the least excited reaction I've ever had in an Arsenal game. I stood there and said, good finish. Because it's annoying. It's frustrating to have to deal with this. And seemingly no other team has any reprimands for what they do. And it's just frustrating.
I like that. I respect that. I respect it. And I don't think there's an Arsenal agenda, but I understand your frustration, because whatever I may think of what you're feeling, if United was going through the same thing, I would probably feel it too. And this is, I think, out of the Trossard red, the Rice red, who was the other one? Was it Trossard again?
No, Saliba.
The Saliba red. And this one, this is by far the worst. Yeah. This is by far the worst. Like
Saliba's the red.
What's that?
Saliba's was a red.
Saliba's was a red. Yeah. Yeah. But this is by far like the worst. This is the worst call I've ever seen. Like genuinely competing with one of the worst calls I've ever seen. I saw it live. I was like, genuinely? How? How do you see that? If his studs connected higher up the leg, sure, I understand. But he stand on his foot, dude. I used to pull that move every single time to stop a counterattack. Like, that's just a smart move. It's a hard yellow. It's a yellow. Of course, it's a yellow, but...
You were effective with that move, or?
I was. And I get it. Like, sure, he comes down on the top of his ankle a little bit, and I get it. But, like, how else do you want him to trip him? You want him to, like, flick his leg out? Like, that's a footballing play, and it's not dangerous. It's just annoying. But shout out to Arsenal. Shout out to Calafiori. You know, won the game. That's a huge game. That keeps our minimal title hopes alive. And that's huge. That's all we could have asked for, is a performance like that. And justice was served with a red card, even though it should have been a straight red for Wolves. But we dug in there. And somehow, Calafiori, again, we talked about him in our transfer ranking video. Good He's transfer. Popping up with huge goals. Like,
I put him good transfer.
No, we put him good transfer.
Okay.
So it's...
Well, we can get some bad picks on that too. But we will.
I stand by.
But yeah, good for them. Title hopes are still alive. Looking great in Champions League.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Thank you.
I could tell it was something that was weighing you down personally.
Yeah. I'll do numbers.
Yeah, I just put down in my reminders, edit Blake Arsenal rant tonight. In all caps.
You got me that one super emotional.
Oh, yeah. No, like sad so, music.
Okay, again, if we're doing screenshots, I know we're not doing screenshots.
This is my problem. I understand that stills make it seem worse, or like, cool. Yeah, it makes it seem worse.
Pretty bad, guys.
But football is not a game of stills.
Okay, hold on. Here's the replay.
I just didn't see it, did I?
Okay, I'll play it again.
So, but it's worse. It's
he stamps right on his leg.
No, it's 100% worse.
Yeah, and that was the second yellow.
And he's being dumb there. And yeah, it is. I don't know how that wasn't a straight red.
Anyway, whatever. We can move on.
But Arsenal are gonna peel it then?
I don't know.
I would not be surprised if by the end of like tomorrow, that's been appealed.
Overturned. Yeah,
and overturned.
This wide cooks, by the way.
Because remember the Bruno one on Madison?
Yes, they overpeeled that. So that's what Arteta said after the match. He said, you know, hopefully this happened. He literally said this happened with Bruno.
Mm. Yeah.
His ban got withdrawn.
Yeah.
Or
like
whatever.
The slip. Was it the slip?
No, it was when I was like kind of high.
It was.
Right?
When he like, no, no like he when
kinda,
he fell. And
he
like,
kind of slipped.
Yeah.
And his like leg
went
up.
Yeah. So no, exactly. That's what Arteta said, the same thing. This happened before. Hopefully justice is served, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if it was like Saka or someone, I'd be a little more. Miles Lewis-Skelly is great, but like Calafiori, now that he's back, now we actually have a player there. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't play for a couple games. But
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one satisfying thing about that was the Arsenal fan reactions.
Oh.
I mean, those are all-timers, man. Troops was claiming it was an orange card. Like,
That's crazy.
It's orange card blood.
Yeah, that's wild.
Okay. Let's move to the other side of North London, where I'm sure you'll be much happier to report that Tottenham
are still in 15th.
Tottenham are still on 15th,
man,
and they look, oh my, disgraceful.
So, out of the, you know, the players who are the most shithousey players in the league of all time, where does Jamie Vardy rank in the shithouses of like any sport in all time?
Him and Neil Mopay are like LeBron.
No, but Neil Mopay's shit. Like, Jamie Vardy's class. You know what I mean? So
to be a good player and a good shithouse is
like it's
something very hard to do.
That's
very hard to do.
Very rare.
Like in any sport of all time, name an athlete who's more of a shithouse but can back it up too. Like obviously you could. You know, I don't think there is one in any sport.
Djokovic is low key a little shithouse.
Not really though.
He is a shithouse. Like he's not a shithouse. Like he doesn't talk to fans during games.
Yeah,
but like,
okay,
he silences them.
Fair. But I guess. But in that's yeah fair. But single sport. Or single person sport.
Anthony Edwards.
Mm.
A bit of a shithouse.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that though. I think he's cocky.
Fair.
I wouldn't say he's a shithouse. Okay. Like a shithouse is like Patrick Beverley's a shithouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Brad Marchand's a bit of a shithouse.
Like every time
hockey,
there's yeah, that's true.
But like football players wise, I don't think there's anyone better than Jamie Vardy.
Ooh.
I think you're
like,
right on that.
In both perspectives.
Yeah. Zlatan would be a bit of a shithouse sometimes.
Yeah. Again, cockiness.
Sometimes lions don't compare to humans or something.
That's
what
fair.
Was that line?
Yeah. That's fair.
Talking about Carlos Vela, he was like, well, he's 30 years old. When I was 30, where was I? You're in Europe. That's right.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I'll give it to you.
That's fair.
I feel like Zlatan's more cocky than shithouse. Shithouse is like riling up the fans. And
yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly what Jamie Vardy does.
Yeah. Like Ramsdale's like was a shithouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the point being, Vardy, man, that... Tottenham, 0.
Yeah.
Leicester, 1.
That's
fantastic.
So
like that was
and he
so
did the
good.
Same thing in the reverse fixture.
Did he?
Yes,
good
he
for
did.
Him. Good for him.
I think he scored or something, or like the fans were giving it to him
yeah.
and he did that. That was so funny.
Yeah, Sonny should leave, bro. Like, what if they actually get relegated? And you ever think about
I
that? Like, what if this guy actually, what if they actually get relegated?
There's no way. There's no way, dude. They would need,
no,
I mean,
no way.
Everton's on a good run. That could be 16th for them.
Yeah.
If Leicester continue a good run under Rude, they just beat Tottenham, so that could be something. They're currently 7 points back on them. Wolves would have to pick it up. Ipswich would have to pick it up, I guess.
Right.
But
and I want to bring back to something Miles told me about the Arsenal game, which I told you guys already. But
oh yeah.
He texted me. While I was talking about Michael Oliver. I was like, oh my god, like. Michael Oliver is so annoying, like such a terrible ref. That's definitely what I said in those words, for sure. But
word by word.
Yeah. And he said, you know, I've never been around so many middle-aged men singing, I'll laugh when you die.
Oh
I'll laugh
God.
When you die. Michael Oliver. So when PJ MOL comes out and backs Michael Oliver for saying that the abuse he's received is unacceptable, I understand, because that is unacceptable. We can't be having that. But in the reverse, himself, they should though. Be cracking down on... What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. They should be cracking down on the actual refereeing and the VAR decisions, and that should be the first emphasis. And then, of course, just as important, safety of the referee and the organization, I understand. But anyway, yeah, Tottenham are shit.
Tottenham are fucking ass. Like, I'm very surprised I didn't wake up this morning with news that Ange gets sacked.
So,
this is my thing. Is it Ange that should leave, or is it Levy that should leave?
Well, obviously, we know that the problems with Tottenham go way higher than Ange.
Yes. Yeah.
But you can't sack Levy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's the thing.
Obviously, yes. But Levy knew when he signed Ange Postecoglou that he is a manager that plays a single play style, that he commits to that play style no matter what.
Yeah.
The thing that's unfortunate for Ange right now, and as much as I hate to blame it on that, it is clear and obvious, is that the injuries in that squad are
horrendous.
Yeah, horrendous. Yeah, yeah. There's too many injuries in that squad. Almost one per position. I think yesterday Jed Spence got injured and James Maddison got a knock as well again, which is crazy. So do you put all the blame on Ange because he's sticking to his play style that works when everybody is healthy, but obviously since now not many people are healthy, is clearly not working? Or what more can you do?
So,
or do you blame it on Levy, who's not signing the capable enough players to fit Ange's system? It's like the United conversation. They need a left back that fits Amorim's system. They're in for him. You know?
Look, they have Ben Davies come back. Like, he can
at least
stay there. He's terrible himself. But he's better than fucking Archie Gray.
Archie Gray, he can put in a shift at midfield. If he's playing center back, then not at all. But
he's not a defender.
Yes, absolutely.
So
the fact that Ben Davies is still playing professionally for Tottenham Hotspur and needs to save them out of this crazy slump is insane.
For sure. Well, think about it this way, though. Yeah, the injuries. And yeah, we like the manager and we like his style. And we think eventually it could lead to something positive for Tottenham. Has any other manager done this poorly with Tottenham over the last 10 years?
Nope.
So, the manager seems competent and the style is good with the right players and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, no manager has ever been 15th with this Tottenham team ever. It wasn't Poch, wasn't Jose. It wasn't...
Even Nuno.
Yeah. Like, none. So I understand that we like him and his style, and that's good. I like it too. But at the same time, you got to look at it from a broader perspective and be like, no other manager has done this poorly with this team.
At some point, the injuries, big thing. The management, poor. But there has to be a point where you draw a line in the sand and you say, okay, now we're really reaching a level where no matter the excuses, we are Tottenham. We should be a top six team, and we are 9 places lower than that. Like, there has to be a line in the sand where no manager can get away with being in that position at this time in the season.
But name me a manager in the world that would come in and do a better job than Ange Postecoglou right now.
There are definitely managers who would. There are definitely managers who would. And they would play some shitty-ass football, and they wouldn't be doing much better, but they would not be 15th losing to Leicester.
Maybe they wouldn't be 15th losing to Leicester, but they wouldn't be in a good league position. There's 10 to 12 players, first team players, that are injured right now. The squad is running on fumes. Yeah. You're telling me a manager can come in and turn that situation around? It's out of their control. Sure, there's things that Ange can manage better in that Tottenham team. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But the main factor is the injuries. And I don't think any other manager that's on the market right now can do a better job than that.
That's the kind of defense that I see with Ange and that I kind of understand. It's like, season's written off already. Like, there's almost no point of sacking him because, like, no one is going to do better right now. And even if they do a little better, what, you come 12th instead of 15th? And then you try again next year. If Ange still sucks, at the start of next season, then you sack him then. So I see it from that perspective, but you just can't be accepting this, you know what I mean?
And
maybe Spurs don't accept this, but sell a bunch of players that way. Sell a bunch of players because they can't accept this, not fire the manager because they can't accept this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then again, you look at the recruitment from Spurs over the last couple of years.
That is true.
And under Levy in general, and it's not been great. So
yeah,
what side do you want to put your trust in, you know?
Exactly. You guys saw the Richarlison TikTok, right?
No.
You didn't see Richarlison
TikTok? I didn't see the Richarlison TikTok. What was it?
So, have you seen any of his TikToks before?
Yes.
Like, he'll post, like, some crazy edit of, like, a him hatching out of a chicken egg, like, something like that. And then, like, somebody just commented, like, Richie, we are 15th, please.
Yeah.
And then he said, don't worry, bro, I play now. And he played. And
to be fair, he scored.
He scored. And then they lose to Leicester.
Yeah. Don't worry, I play now.
Like, how
that
how
just encapsulates everything that is wrong with Tottenham at the moment.
How do you have the balls to post stuff like that when you're in that position? Same thing with Luke Shaw with United, like a couple weeks back. Like, oh my God. But this is even worse because
you're posting it.
Good job, boys. Great win, lads. I mean, that was in Bark a win. Screen. Like, that was fine. Because he's celebrating the win.
Lad, he's trying to save face so bad.
He is trying to save face.
Of course, dude. Yeah. Of course. He's all about PR and all that shit. But
MBE.
MBE. I still don't know what that means, but
no clue.
Bro got knighted. Probably went out clubbing to celebrate the fact he got knighted. Yeah. How crazy that is? Mm. Anyways. But I think this is worse from Richarlison.
He scored.
I'd be pissed at him if he's posting. If Vlad, he's injured, he scored. If we're 15th posting that.
Yeah,
what do we do?
The post is abominable, but like
he scored. Oh well,
he scored.
I still hate him too. He's a shithouse too.
Yeah,
he is a shithouse. Yeah. That's a good mention. Yeah.
And then another bit of research I did. Did you see the banner that the Spurs fans put up?
I did.
It said 24 years, 16 managers, one trophy. Change is needed. So obviously saying like Levy out. Apparently, I heard. Don't know if this is true. But the Spurs staff tried taking it down. They tried like pulling it off of the fans that were putting it up.
Really?
Because it was like front row. Like there's like 10 of them holding it up. Yeah. And then somebody came and like just.
That's lame.
Grabbed it. Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, man.
That's crazy.
51-49.
Freedom of speech. I mean, yeah.
51-49. The Bundesliga.
Also, it's the right way to do it.
Sorry.
It's the right way to do it for sure if the whole football world.
Isn't it crazy that like.
Fall apart.
The Premier League, undoubtedly. Like, let's be honest. Undoubtedly. Is the best league in the world.
In terms of entertainment and competition?
I'm like, I'm most not, physical, I'm not, yes. I'm not hearing this La Liga debate. Even when it was Messi versus Ronaldo, it was Messi versus Ronaldo. Like
La Liga was the clear best league in the world when Messi and Ronaldo were at their prime. Let's not do this. We're not having this.
It was good.
Brother.
No, it was good.
Brother.
But does the two best players in the world make it the best league?
I'd argue that yes, they do.
Maybe, but
and then you had Atletico Madrid who were still challenging.
So Neymar, Suarez,
Griezmann.
Maybe. But now I don't think there's a debate. Like the Premier League is by far and it's been the best league for the past like 5 years. And I don't think that's a debate.
And I think it's close.
I don't think so.
I think it's close. Nah. I think you have a title race in La Liga, but you don't in the Premier League.
True, that's true. But this La Liga season has been.
But
has been
it's
really
it's
good.
It's the
and
one
you have a title race in the Serie A, but you don't in the Premier League.
We can't just if we're looking at it just from a title race perspective. Sure, but you got to look at it from the whole table. Bournemouth right now is fighting for Champions League. So is Forest. City might not be like the competition throughout the whole Premier League. The whole English First League system is really really good right now, and that's something that hasn't been there for. It hasn't been there when Messi and Ronaldo were top of their game. It was the top six, and it was always the top big six. The top big six over the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 years has changed, and it hasn't been the normal big six anymore in the top six every year. And that's why I think it's such a good league. Anyway, my point being, why is the Premier League, in my opinion, the best league, but there's so many issues with it? Like, there's so many issues.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I wish, like, we're talking about, you know, Liga and Bundesliga, like, I know they have every league has their things and their gripes, but why is it that this league is so good and has such a big fan base and there's so many passionate people who love it and there's so much wrong with it? Mm-hmm. It's just frustrating.
Which league are you talking about?
The Prem.
Fair. Valid.
And why is it that it's the quote-unquote best league in the world, but they don't have the quote-unquote best referees in the world? No, like, I get that argument for sure. It's the standard of things surrounding the Premier League isn't up to Premier League standards.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Anyway, sorry. Just another Premier League
round. It's very close between Prem and La Liga this year. Just because the title race, bro.
I'm just a homer. Let's be honest. I don't watch that much La Liga.
You are a homer.
Yeah. I don't watch that much La Liga. I'll be honest here. I ain't trying to.
I think La Liga might edge it this year.
I mean, Barca just beat Valencia 7-1. Like,
I mean, Valencia's is 19th.
I know, but. You know, that doesn't always happen.
We need to get on to Barca, too. I have some things to say.
Yes, no, for sure.
Chesney.
Oof.
It's okay. It was once.
Well, yeah.
Once this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, is there anyone else want to go in the Prem? We kind of talked about City-Chelsea already.
Yeah, Chelsea didn't really poke on too much, but they keep choking leads. They have 6 points in the last 7 games. They've kind of fallen out of title conversations, whatever. Liverpool.
Yeah. Big win.
Still winning.
All right.
Still winning.
The only thing I'm happy about for Liverpool is that Cody Gakpo scored 2 goals and he's on my FPL.
Yes.
Yeah.
My God, dude. He's solid captain. Finally hit again.
Yeah.
I guess. He
did. It was between him and Isak for me, and I chose wrong there.
Isak scored.
Yeah.
I know.
Which is why I chose one.
So I chose Salah over Isak. Isak scored higher.
Oh. Salah still had a good week, though.
He still had a good week.
Yeah.
But he had, what, 8 points?
Yeah.
It's points on the table, man. It's points on the table.
Fair.
All right. Let's go to Barcelona.
Yes.
7-1 over Valencia. Snapping a 4-game winless streak in La Liga.
In La Liga. Yeah. They hadn't won a game in La Liga.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't
since
care.
Oh, really. November 3rd.
I also want to point out, they also beat Benfica in midweek in a crazy game, but off of a bullshit non-penalty call.
Right, get the fuck out of here.
It's okay.
I had to say it.
I know you're trying your best.
No, but it's fucking true. They're
right. He's pulling a Rashford here. He's trying to save his Benfica fandom. Like it's gone. You know it's not there.
Gone?
You're telling me you tune in and watch the Liga Portugal games? No, you
I
don't.
Actually watch
even
though
even
I
when
watched,
it's Benfica
I watched,
Sporting, I know you don't I turn watched, it on. No, don't okay. no.
I watched
no.
the Taça de la Liga
doing this.
Like 2 weeks ago between
what
Benfica
doing, the what,
and Sporting.
The what?
The League Cup, the Portuguese League Cup.
Yo, you see how he says it? He like adds a little accent on it to make himself feel like
just
he's
say
extra Portuguese.
With all due respect, your left back, hell of a fucking player.
Alvaro Fernandez?
No. Carreras.
Alvaro Carreras. Okay.
Oh my God, he's so good.
He's Alvaro Fernandez.
He's
always Alvaro Fernandez. I know. You don't have a buyback clause with. I don't know why we're not like looking into that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good little left back. But don't do.
But
the,
instead
don't,
we're gonna
no,
pay
don't do the fan shit though.
Instead, we're gonna do 40 million for Patrick Dorgu. Like what are we doing here?
TFC signed a new manager 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, former player, former TFC.
No, former coach.
Former
assistant coach of the team.
We're talking about second teams,
right? Yeah.
Who's my second team? Milan.
Okay, but oh, here.
Milan's your second team.
Hold on, this is a good
question. Why not Atletico? Because of Griezmann.
Yeah. This is a good question.
I just like football, isn't it?
Who's your local?
My local?
Is it just PSG?
PSG.
There's oh, no, my local team?
Like local.
Like where I'm born? They're not in, they're good in rugby. That's pretty much it.
What?
They're good in rugby. They're like one of the best
city?
La Rochelle.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
Ooh. La Rochelle?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, okay, I have a question.
They're like the best rugby team in France.
Interesting.
They won the Champions League version of rugby twice.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but.
I have a question.
Kind
of what do you think, who's a bigger fan of their teams? Is it Julian with, who's it, Benfica?
Yeah.
Is that who he likes?
Okay. Or are you with Bournemouth?
No, or me with TFC.
Oh, no, it's you.
Probably you.
Yes. Okay,
no,
okay, good thing.
No, I've just gone into Benfica over the last like 3-ish
and
years.
I feel like lately we've been swaying into Julian as a fan of Benfica, but he's like, yeah, he's just not, is he?
See, and in my opinion, that's like almost too close. Like Portugal and Spain are like, it's almost too close to be.
Mm-hmm. In Spain?
Or is Portugal and England? Or like, it's like kind of too close to be.
Okay, that's ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous.
Like, well, I don't know.
They're
like,
different time zone, different currency. Like
different time zone. Different it's like languages. What? It's like 2 hours? The time zone difference?
Yeah, it's probably 3 hours.
Like, it's probably, it's like,
hours.
That's like.
It's 1 hour?
That's like, oh, that's our country, bro. Like, bro.
Five
that's
hours
like,
or 6 hours.
Go 5 hours west and yeah, it'll be a different time. Anyway. So.
But they're not, bro, how could you say, because they're close geographically.
How many Benfica games? How many non-Champions League Benfica games have you watched this season from start to finish?
I'd say a solid 7.
That's so
that
cap,
is not
bro.
I
swear to
so
fucking
cap,
God. Swear to fucking God.
From start to finish.
Bro, I told
and
you
there wasn't
I could
any
do
phone
this.
Breaks
I can name,
in there. Or...
I can name, well, of course there's phone breaks. There's phone breaks every game. But I told you, I can name the entire starting 11.
And that's, I mean, if I study, if you show me the Lecce starting 11.
Ever
you tell me
Lecce.
To memorize it for
Ever
tomorrow.
Ever since Bruno Lage came to Benfica and we've been playing better, I've been watching more Benfica.
When who came to who?
Bruno Lage.
Who?
Bruno Lage.
Oh.
Ex-Wolves manager?
Ex-Wolves manager.
See, again, right. I know him as Lage.
Why are you criticizing
Bruno,
me for,
isn't
for
that
displaying
Lage?
Knowledge here?
I thought it was Lage. Bruno Lage? Am I dumb for that?
Well, the English people
it's
pronounce him
spelling.
Bruno Lag.
Lag.
Oh, that's what they, that's I'm a Lage guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Lager guy. Yeah.
That's not even the correct pronunciation, but it's Bruno Lage.
All right. Brunelage. Yo, Anton. Can we like go back to Barcelona? Because I...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It was a bullshit call, though. Go on.
Barcelona's midfield, by far and away, is the best midfield in the world.
All right.
I see that.
No question whatsoever. You look at their midfield. First, you have Pedri and Casado, which are the two undoubtable starters, playing incredible this year. Casado was going to leave this season because he wasn't getting enough playtime. And then Marc Bernal gets injured. And now
he's the best midfield in the world?
No doubt. No, like, it's not even close, Blake. Don't do that. It's not even close. Well, just wait. It's not close.
They're 7 points behind Madrid.
It's not close. Listen to me. It's not close. 7 points behind Madrid. Listen to me. It's not close.
Madrid has Bellingham.
Madrid's midfield is not great.
You think Bellingham, Valverde,
I'm talking about a depth. A depth. Brother, Barcelona. Madrid is not second. I'm not putting Madrid second.
I mean, I'm sure they don't really care about your opinion when they're 7 points above Barca.
And I'm sure they'd... I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Barcelona has the best midfield in the world. Pedri, Marc Casado. I was talking about Marc Casado. Now Pedri, looking like Iniesta. What?
Nothing. Go on.
Pedri's looking like Iniesta. Then you have Frenkie de Jong as your third midfielder who can play. You have Gavi. You have Fermin Lopez. You have Dani Olmo. And you have Pablo Torre, who's an up-and-coming youngster.
Yeah. You mean collectively?
Yes, I'm talking about the depth. Fact that any of those backup options for Barcelona would absolutely shine in practically any other club in the world that makes this midfield so good. Fair. I cannot think of a more competent midfield in the world right now, apart from... I don't know, Madrid. I don't even think Madrid has that much depth. Maybe Inter with Calhanoglu, Zielinski, and all of them.
Yeah.
They might be second, but Barca wins by a landslide.
That's fair. In terms of depth.
I understand what you're saying now. Collectively, their midfield strength. But player for player, like, you could find a better midfield.
I mean, look at El Clasico.
Like, starting look at El Clasico.
Barcelona dominated Madrid in the midfield.
It's true. Fair. One game, sample
size. The reason Madrid are... our top of the league is because they don't choke in small routine games where Barcelona does. It has nothing to do with the midfield.
Valid.
I mean, Camavinga, Jude, and Valverde, like, that's... Or Tchouameni. Luka.
Oh, it's definitely better on
Valverde
paper.
Valverde and Bellingham have been playing well this season. Tchouameni, Camavinga, not at all.
Fair. But...
like, Tchouameni maybe... or Camavinga maybe Luka, has two good first halves. Luka's just old, isn't he now?
He's so class. So.
He's definitely class. Yeah. But look at, bro, Barcelona's.
I'm not denying you because you watch more than I do. I am a little bit.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yeah.
How much of Barca have we watched?
Not that much. Yeah.
So, fair.
Fair enough.
Can't make much of an argument against it.
Yeah. Like if Wesley Sneijder was in that midfield, and like, then yeah, sure.
Ballon d'Or winner.
Ballon d'Or.
Are we wearing three Ballon d'Or winners at the table?
No.
Yes. We should be.
No.
We should be.
2010.
You're a fucking...
should be one less.
Y'all are a fucking idiot, dude.
We all remember.
Yeah.
We all remember. We're all 6 years old, but yeah.
We all remember.
Yeah. I remember.
Shout out to the New Jersey Plug. Thank you for the kids.
Yeah, yes. Of course. We even forgot to mention the code 6YearBox on the newjerseyplug.com.
Shout out.
15% off. Yeah. And it's the best way to help out the pod.
Best way.
Yes.
And subscribe.
Anyway. Yeah. So, all right.
Are we talking about Julian getting a Messi kit?
Oh, yes. We should.
Yes.
Wait, do we have... We're
next week.
We're at a good time. Like, do we have anything to... like, is there any more games we need to talk about? Or can we just, like, you know, shoot the shit for a little bit?
We can shoot some shit.
Like, I think we're good besides an FPL roundup. Is that everything we need?
A bit of Real Madrid I know he wants to get into.
Oh! Okay, almost forgot about that.
Then we can shoot the shoot.
Julian,
yep.
two weeks ago.
Oh, I understand.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Two weeks ago. Said that Mbappe was a bad transfer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
I didn't say it was a bad transfer.
Yes, you did.
It had been disappointing to that point based off the expectations of being the best player in the world going to the best club in the world. Because at that point, he had not stepped up in the past 2 weeks.
We're not doing
he's been
that.
The best fucking player in the world, and he's made me look like an idiot. But at that time, we made that list. It was not a bad take. And you can look at all the comments we got on TikTok, YouTube, all them. They were fucking agreeing with me. And I got ball knowledge, and you can't convince me otherwise.
You do not have ball knowledge, brother.
Oh.
When it comes to Mbappe.
The fact that you're putting the best player in the world.
No. If we were making that list today,
where would he be?
He's good transfer.
So that's
That's
crazy, bro. It's been two weeks, motherfucker.
It's been two weeks. He's been fucking incredible.
He's been playing good from November on. Listen, he's been
Chris Wood can score 6 goals in 3 weeks.
He scored like 10 goals since our last podcast. That's insane.
He's been playing good from November onwards, and September and October were months where he was adapting to the league and still scoring goals.
What more do you want from the best player in the world?
Just because the standards he set at PSG, which is a fucking farmers league, were sky high.
We were talking about, Mbappe's first Self-aware four King. Months at Madrid, and the first two of those months, half of that time, had been shit.
They have not been shit, though. They were not
to
shit.
His standards, were they Antoine.
Mbappe standards not good enough for Mbappe standards? Yes. Were they shit?
That is why.
No, they were not shit. They were not shit.
If we were ranking that transfer in the summer before those months had happened, Mbappe is fucking high on that list because, as you said, I know signing on fee and everything, but he's the best player in the world for a free to the best team in the world. Of course, that's a good transfer. Well, they gave him $150 million signing on fee.
Yeah, just like any club would give a signing on fee to any player as they do.
No, we know how this works. Same thing when Haaland went to Man City. Because they hold out and run down their contracts, they then go to the club they're signing for and go, hey, that $150 mil that you're going to pay for my transfer fee, yeah, give that to me and my agent instead. That's how those fucking work. We know football. We know this game. You know this game. That's how this shit works.
this is sports and business law.
he's been fucking fantastic. He just scored a hat trick.
Yes. Put some fucking respect on his name.
I'm putting respect on the name of Kylian Mbappe. But I think he would admit himself, the first couple of months there at Madrid, he was adapting, of course.
Yes. And there were also extracurricular things that happened. In terms of dressing room, unfortunately,
we had to take into account when making the list.
I'm not doing this, bro.
Well, we didn't because we
definitely didn't because Greenwood was more a signing.
Well, he didn't. He didn't break his girlfriend like this.
Oh my god! Why does
you edit that out, please?
I might keep it. You never know. Anyway,
Mbappe goat signing.
Yeah, man, this is a lot.
When he has 50 goals at the end of the season, you're gonna bite your words.
Of course, I'm already biting my words. Good. And if we remake that list at the end of the season, I'm going to be happy to put Mbappe much higher in that list.
Don't
say much higher. Say go.
Nah, João Neves, brother.
Yes, but
such a Portugal bias from you, bro.
It's not a Portugal bias. He sees it too.
No, but you don't want to put Mbappe up there. Like you know what I mean?
I feel like he's reluctant with putting Mbappe up there. Yeah.
If Mbappe continues this form for the rest of the season, oh my God, he's GOAT.
100%. Thank you. Okay, that's all you have to say.
Yes.
Oh, wait, didn't we have another thing we wanted to do in the studio? Like another game? Like another thingy?
Wait, a game?
We had the bingo card and then we had ranking transfers.
No, maybe not. Bingo card update, by the way. We should do that.
Bingo card update?
A bingo card update.
A little bingo card update.
And then you know what I can do, and I won't forget Papa Ben Court, is I can put in like a bingo card, an updated bingo card cross in every pod.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
Is that dumb?
No, not dumb.
I think it's cute, right? Okay. So we recently had the Milan commentator.
The Milan commentator went viral again. That was a lock though, guys. Come on.
It was a lock.
And I would have thought that Ange gets sacked was also going to.
Anything else happened so far?
How's Miles Kerse doing?
He's gone to every game, I think.
Not great. It's not doing great.
They've won three.
They're winning games.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So it's like 50%.
Yeah, so right now he's at 75.
So after the first two games, it was there. Yeah. So there you go.
Also, bro, shout out to him. Like, he's going to every game. Living the dream.
Yeah.
For real.
Shout out Milesy. Miss you.
That Milan announcer call was pretty good.
It was fun.
It's not on Vairafa level. It's not on Vairafa.
No.
Vairafa. No. It's not there.
Fantastic.
I don't think you can ever top that.
No, yeah.
But it's great.
Man, I said goes viral. That had like 150,000 likes.
Likes, yeah.
That's viral. That's fucking viral. That's viral.
If I've ever seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Everything else, no.
No?
Yeah, Lyon's not winning the Europa League.
It's okay.
I'm so disappointed.
Are we looking for a line or we're just trying to check everything off, right? That's the thing.
No, we're looking for a line.
Okay.
Looking for a line.
Cool. So anyway, we got one down. I'll put it in.
There you go. Okay. One more thing on Mbappe for you guys. This is ball knowledge for you guys. Okay. I'm expecting you to be on this.
Okay.
So Mbappe scored his first hat-trick for Real Madrid 19 La Liga games in, right? That's more than Cristiano Ronaldo, fun fact. But can you name the three players that have done it?
Quicker?
Yeah.
Raul?
Nope.
Benzema?
Nope.
Can I have a shot?
Gareth Bale?
Yes.
Yeah, oh baby! Oh my
goodness. think of... Okay.
That's ball knowledge, you bitch.
That's fucking ball knowledge. Thank
you. The other one is similar to Bale, where it's a great player that went to Madrid in his prime. The other one, very out there.
This might be a shout. Di Maria.
No.
Fuck.
I don't know. This is fun. We're shooting this shit. I like it. I'm trying to think of like...
Are they all like... Is there any midfielders on this list? No, right?
All forwards.
Okay.
You know what's funny is Jesse Rodriguez was on my For You page today. So I'm like trying to think of like that. Is it like that kind of player?
No.
Okay. When you say very out there.
Like that's Jesse Rodriguez kind of out there. Like I know
he... He is out there, sure.
Oh my God, he played for Real Madrid too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He did, right?
Yeah.
What, Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse. That's why you know what I'm talking about,
he came through their academy, I think.
Right, and then he went to PSG. Yeah. Because he was talking about his time at PSG.
He would have been like 18 making his 19th appearance.
How recent is this?
Right.
The prime guy.
This is the prime guy, probably mid-2000s.
Okay.
Oh.
The other one, maybe...
David Beckham.
Late 2000s, either early 2010s.
No.
Not David Beckham. The guy that did it the fastest did it in two games. Got a hat trick for Real Madrid.
Striker. Is striker? Fair to say? Okay.
Yes.
Also, I'm telling you guys, this wide is good. I like it.
Yeah? It's wide?
Yeah.
You got it.
I've been switching,
right,
but the wide is,
Well, they can see the answer.
It's just the back of your head, to be honest, okay.
It's okay.
I don't know. A striker? Okay, striker is one. What's the other position?
Striker mid-2005?
Actually, no, they're both strikers.
They're both
strikers. Gareth Bale was the only one that,
both strikers.
That
wasn't a
striker. Is the other one, like, way, way back?
No, like, either, like, late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay.
Played with Ronaldo.
Okay.
At one point.
Okay. Mariano.
No.
Okay.
Good show.
Would it be Gonzalo per chance?
Both of these guys also played in the Prem. Not Gonzalo.
No.
That fit. Remember Gonzalo by Chelsea, guys?
I know. That was a howler.
Remember that? Howler. What the fuck was that? Oh my God.
Okay. We're sticking this up.
I know.
Who was the first one?
Bale. Okay. Bale, so.
Did in 9 games.
Okay.
Why do you expect me to do it? Maybe they're French. That might have been a
hint. Oh, that's a hint. A French striker.
Not French.
It's not French, really.
Have they played for PSG?
Both have played in the Prem. So. Okay, Prem strikers. Both have played for Real Madrid and
in the Prem.
Let's think of Balo. No, he didn't do that.
Is one of them English?
No.
Oh, you think of Mr. Mike?
Perchance.
Yeah,
that was.
Perchance.
One of them.
Okay.
Played for Monaco and Mets.
That's all you, brother.
FC Mets, at the start of his career. Okay. We're talking 01 to 06.
So it's giving.
Oh, he also played for Arsenal.
Well, it's not Henri. So I don't know. Didn't Henri play for Monaco too?
Little Berg? No, he didn't play.
I know Blake's going to think of it and go,
Wait, no. I keep thinking of Barcelona players now. I'm going to think of it and go, he played for Arsenal?
The other, yes, this is the niche one that played for those clubs.
Well, I know this player.
Yeah.
This guy is a niche guy. It's not the prime guy.
I mean, he played for Arsenal.
Played for Arsenal.
It's not the prime guy.
What?
He played not for Arsenal? The prime guy played for United.
Okay, can you give me the list of like clubs he played for?
No, okay. I'll give it away.
Okay. I like this. This is fun. We should do this again. Fuck, I don't know. Okay, what about the other striker?
The other striker
played for United.
A much higher name.
Played for United?
I think very, very
underrated
all-time.
Is this obvious or no?
If you were like a couple years older, this would be very obvious to you. Because he wasn't our time watching.
Nothing's jumping out at me. Are they icons on FIFA?
I think one of them is.
Okay.
Oh, that's big.
That's huge.
The one that did in two, I think, is. I think. Don't quote me.
Arsenal strikers that played for... Come on, Blake. Like, what am I doing? Arsenal strikers that have played for...
Come on, man.
Real Madrid.
Come on. You especially, like...
Arsenal...
Now that I gave you that, like... Think.
Who played for Real Madrid?
Late 2000s, early 2010s.
RVP didn't. Ian Wright didn't. That's too early. Late 2000s, early 2010s.
My goodness.
Lad, I have no idea. I might just give up at this point. I want to get it.
Give us that guy.
Lads, come on.
You.
What's the first letter of his name?
Guys, I want you to get this.
I
want to
get it too,
I don't know
bro.
This guy. I actually don't know this guy.
His last name starts with an A.
An A?
I have another hint that will give it away.
An A?
Yes.
You can keep giving hints. I'm not.
Okay, hint that will give it away, Blake. He also played for Man City.
Oh, yeah, it gives away. Adebayor, bro.
Adebayor.
That's weird. I would have never gotten there.
Played for Man City because you know the iconic celebration stadium in front of the Arsenal fans.
Adebayor. I forgot he played for.
Remember that video of him and Ronaldo fucking.
Yeah. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I would have never gotten that.
Adebayor, man. I scored a hat trick for Real Madrid 14 games in.
That's crazy.
And the two guy, is that the niche guy or the prime guy?
This is the prime guy right here.
We can get this one.
That played for United.
Went from, I believe, he went from United to Madrid.
United to Madrid.
Yep. Four was popular.
Did Berbatov play for Madrid? He did, right?
No, Berbatov.
Okay.
This is before Berbatov's time, I believe.
United to Madrid.
Think like United early to mid-2000s.
United to Madrid.
And he's a manager now.
Starts with an R?
His first name does.
Radamel?
No.
No.
Who?
Radamel.
Oh.
Like early 2000s, yeah, Radamel? Come on.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just you can tell us.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Oh, shit. We're actually fucking stupid.
That's.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought of that, though, bro. That's...
You forgot that van Nistelrooy played for Madrid?
I think of Ruud as United legend, so to be honest, that's
poor.
Good little quiz, though.
That is really poor for you guys. But
Ruud is more of a United legend than he is a Real Madrid legend.
Well, he's more known for that, but how long did he play?
Don't do that. He's more of a United legend. Just claim it.
Van Nistelrooy.
See, he just wants to be right more than he actually cares about his own fucking legend, bro.
No. I'm just curious to see how many games he played for Real Madrid.
It'd be like 40.
He played 70 games.
Yeah, see, scoring like 46 bro, that's like goals.
A season and a half. He cooked for them. Yeah, injuries kind of stale things for him.
I'm going to be honest. This might be poor ball knowledge giveaway, but I did not know he played for Madrid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot, but now you said that. Yeah, I didn't know that. And
in terms of years, he was at Real Madrid for as many years as he was at United.
Hmm.
But he was just kind of ravaged by injuries.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fun.
Okay. That aside, that's a little embarrassing.
Are we shooting some shit or we don't have time?
Shooting some shit, man.
We had like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
We can that was kind of a shit shoot, but we'll see. If it's terrible, I'll chop it up, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think we already shouted out Colomwani, but.
Oh, my goodness.
But shout out to Colomwani.
He will ball at Juve.
Mm.
You think so?
Yeah, he'll play good at Juve.
I mean, yeah.
Him and Vlahovic battling for that 9, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Vlahovic hasn't been taking his chances much in Serie A and in the Champions League this year. So coming in with Colomwani, who is a great player. I think the reason that he didn't work out at PSG is because he just purely doesn't fit the system.
Mm.
I don't think he's what Enrique really wants.
Mm.
Now Enrique has what he wants, which is Kvaratskhelia, who can play as a false nine and as a winger. But Colomwani is as a striker for Juve, where he could be fed by Yildiz, Taram, Nico Gonzalez. I think it could be very productive, and I think that he will play well, and hopefully he can increase his price tag so that PSG can sell him for a little more than what he would go for right now. Because we did buy him for 90 million.
That's a lot. Insane, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot.
Jesus Christ. Was it the winter after the World Cup or the next summer?
It was a summer signing, I believe.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dang.
Damn, bro.
Last summer.
I'm looking at... That's insane. Neymar. Let's go Neymar.
Neymar, he's going to Santos. That's one of the transfers I really like. Yeah, we talked about last week, but you know, like not many transfers kind of warm my heart, but this is one of them.
It's not that deep, lad.
How?
I don't know.
In this situation, how many times have we seen Neymar just staying in Saudi Arabia or going to like MLS or something just to like collect a paycheck or boost his reputation?
It does kind of feel like he's saving face a bit too. Like, he kind of has no other options, though. It's not like he has...
It is. It is saving face a little bit, but I actually think over the past, like, year a little bit, we've been seeing Neymar mature a little bit. Like, remember he was talking about his time at PSG, kind of took some accountability for maybe his head not being in the right place. And now...
Maybe.
After collecting, you know, nine figures in Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
That's the point. That really strikes fair enough. Me. He stayed in 1 year, got injured, and now he's going to Santos. It's almost a reflection of his time as PSG.
That's what I mean.
He played half the games that he was supposed to play in PSG.
That's fair.
From injuries and from other extracurricular activities, namely his sister's birthday.
And you think an MLS team is going to look at that after what's happened with Insigne? Insigne just collected a paycheck. He was injured a lot and is terrible and was terrible the whole season. You think an MLS team is going to pay, you know, $100 million for him? Like, pay his contract $100 million and then, like, he never plays? Like, that's why Messi was a sure bet. You know he's going to play. But this guy, I don't know. I don't think he had many options, to
Chicago
be honest.
Fire were really into him, apparently.
Fair. But again,
and it was also a loan from Saudi Arabia, so not taking all the wages with him.
Sure.
That's also why Santos are able to afford him.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that Saudi Arabia are allowing him to go. Because they're still going to be paying a big part of his wages. And again, like you just said, they're paying all this money for him. He's barely played in a year. And now you're just going to be like, oh, you're healthy again? Cool.
You can go on loan. I bet you there's a clause in his contract that says that. That he can leave or do.
Maybe.
There probably is.
Maybe.
I guess they also technically keep the players. I think.
Yeah.
This Neymar being in Saudi is better for the Saudi PR for the World Cup. It's basically just saying we have the best players in the world. Like, we can host these types of games. We can host the World Cup. People want to come play for our clubs. So therefore.
It's nice, but I'm not like super teary eyed about it. But sure.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
It's like Ronaldo going back to Sporting. Exactly. That's not going to happen. It's like Messi going back to Old Boys. It's not going to happen.
No.
They're almost like big names.
Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah, it's
Why would they go back to the small club they started there? I know Santos was like legacy club, but Neymar going back there is.
Grand scheme. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Bit of a knob, but does the job. Breaking news. Not so breaking news. Emi Buendia to Leverkusen on loan.
Oh, I never even heard about that.
It just dropped 14 minutes ago.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so not so breaking news. And other than that, nothing.
I assume that's just depth, unless they're looking to sell somebody else.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. So. He's not been as important to Aston Villa this season. So
no, fair.
Yeah, and then other than that, nothing really.
Last thing I want to do is some quick fire predictions for Champions League on Wednesday, which we will then review. In studio on Thursday.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's sick,
bro. I'm excited for Thursday.
And we can see if City drop out or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My prediction is City don't make it.
No, they will. They just
they will, but I'm gonna go bold.
No, you can go bold. I don't mind that, but they'll make it. They're at home against Club Brugge, which actually are doing pretty well, but.
Brugge.
It's City, you know. They find a way.
I think Arsenal will. I mean, they're like 99% sure to make the
top eight.
So, I think they're going to make top eight.
18 matches going on at the exact same time is insane.
18 like parlay.
I will have the Golasso show on and it will be insane. Whoever's working that, the Golasso show. You heard of that? It's a CBS show of
the Golasso show.
It's Red Zone.
Yeah. Look at you.
I know.
It's like Goal Rush for the
Premier. Wonder how you watch that, Julian.
Hmm. How do you watch that?
Bro, they've been lacking over there at SE.
Mm.
Like... So many people on the server.
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
I'm more of a split screen guy on the Zone.
Yeah, same. I like to watch mine.
On the app TV?
I like to watch mine.
You know what? The streams actually got so bad for me this past weekend. I actually looked up like Fubo price. Like, I was actually like looking into it. And then I saw it cost me $350 a year. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
They upped it to $350?
Yep.
How much?
Papa Salabas pays for mine.
That's discounted,
so
by the way.
I'm good. I paid.
That's discounting.
It was like $250 in the summer.
Yeah. Jesus. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's $350.
Hey, at least we can watch it, because in England they can't even watch that shit.
Yeah,
so.
That is true. Okay, Aston Villa Celtic.
Villa.
Aston Villa.
Yeah. Say draw.
Villa. I wouldn't be surprised with
Barca
a draw.
Barca Atalanta.
Draw, low key.
That's a good game.
That's a good game. That's a draw right now.
I'm going to be watching like 10 games at the same time. It's going to be insane. Leverkusen, Sparta Prague.
Are you going through every game?
Are you going to be downtown?
On Wednesday?
Yeah. During the games or no? Because I have a nice setup upstairs, dodgeball. Third floor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you guys are back in dodgeball?
Yeah.
Love that.
Are you not coming to dodgeball?
No. I'm going to be in dodgeball. I'm saying I'll be with Serena for these games. Shit.
It's all good. Yikers.
It's not a good time for a date, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do understand.
Yeah. Okay. Byron Slovan. I'm not going to ask that one. Real Madrid Brest.
Gotta go Brest.
No. In the form that Madrid are in, it's gonna be
Madrid. Yeah. But
Zagreb Milan. Zagreb and shit. Arsenal Girona. Yep.
Arsenal, bro.
Oh, okay. Inter Monaco.
Good game.
Good game there.
Mm-hmm. Has 0-0 written all over it.
Has no fans in the stadium.
No, it's Monaco. Actually...
It's at the censor.
Ah, so then there you go. There'll be some people
That's
there.
That's unbelievable. Magnesa Cluj Masterclass. Ben Seguia Masterclass.
Lock it in, baby.
Minamino Masterclass. Lock it in. All right. Single Masterclass.
All right.
Zakaria Masterclass. Actually, okay, he's injured
bud.
Now.
Okay, bud. All right. Juventus Benfica.
Juve.
Leo Feyenoord.
Benfica.
Good pick. Leo Feyenoord.
Feyenoord.
City versus Club Rouge.
A draw would be so funny because those teams win. Etihad. Yeah, it's City. That's annoying.
Yeah, it's probably City. PSV Liverpool. I don't think that matters. Salzburg Atletico.
Atleti.
Of course. Sporting Bologna. Sporting low-key been kind of in the shitter lately.
Sporting, I guess. I don't know.
Leipzig Sturmbrass.
A draw doesn't qualify a City, eh? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need a win, which they probably will. I think they need to win, plus other games go their way. Is that
Yeah,
how
they
works?
Need games to go in their way. For
wow,
sure.
That's interesting. PSG Stuttgart. Honest.
Honest, PSG, I think it'll be a tougher game than people think. It's in Stuttgart. They've played some decent football so far this season. They have a decent squad. They just scored 5 last week. So
valid. All right, and those are all the relevant games.
Okay, quick FPL roundup. I came in last with 43 points. Terrible week. Salah, 16 points. Captain worked for me. Other than that, Pedro Porro on my bench kind of sucked. Miles was in second, and he had 52 points. Biggest hitters were Gabriel and Salah as well. He didn't have a good week either, but he just had Isaac, and I didn't. Julian was 62, another good point.
Oh, my God. That's what? Horrible from you. You don't have Isaac?
No.
Also, since when do we say Isaac still?
I always said that. Anyway, I've been on him since Real Sociedad days, and I called him Isaac when I signed him on career mode 4 years ago, so relax.
I've been pronouncing his name for all these years.
Julian had a good week. Isaac scored, and Salah scored, and Kirkez, and his defense all had more than 5 points. They didn't blank, which is great.
Good
and
Mac and Cheese. Red arrow?
Mac Awoni and Cheese continues his lead at the top.
Isaac,
76 points.
Are we Salah, crossing that Isaac off on the bingo card, too?
NGI. Okay. Anyway.
Not yet.
Brother.
All right, you're what, 40 points
it's like
ahead?
Fucking guaranteed now.
Whoa.
It was like, guaranteed game week one.
Anyway, more of the same for FPL. Okay, take us away.
I know Blake is hungry, guys.
I'm actually not. We're late, so not late, okay. But we're getting up there.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just time-wise.
Yeah? Like, oh, is it 121?
No, we're at 123.
I was close there. I said
but we should, you know, we want to keep it at that
range. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the 60-Yard Box Podcast. Again, yes. We apologize for not delivering an episode last week, but we hope that a double header this time around will help to make up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we fucking enjoyed this so much. Again, we fight tooth and nail sometimes to make these pods happen, but we're so happy it does every single time. This has been Julian, this has been Antoine, and of course, this has been Blake, and we will see you all Thursday. See ya.
We out.
See ya.